Arizona's immigration law, SB 1070, goes into effect today, but not all of it.
If you're a worker getting picked up this morning, the bus may not come.
That is exactly correct. That's right. That part of the law goes into effect. If you are an employer looking to hire someone and thinking about someone who doesn't have papers, that part of the law absolutely affects you. But if you're a police officer who's going to check somebody's immigration status when you're pulling them over for, say, speeding, that part of the law now says you can't do that. A district court judge in Phoenix handed down a partial injunction yesterday blocking the most contentious provisions of the law. Judge Susan Bolton blocked the parts that required police officers, as I said, to check a person's immigration status while enforcing other laws, and the part that required immigrants to carry their papers with them at all times or face detention. A qualified success, I think you could say, for the Obama administration, who challenged the law. What about for everybody else? Could you call this salvation in the nick of time, or was it defeat snatched from the jaws of victory? That, of course, depends on your point of view. We want to bring back Marshal Larry Talvey. He joins us from Tombstone, Arizona. And Maria Hinojosa, she's host of NPR's Latino USA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maria, you heard Marshal Talvey saying he's disappointed about the injunction because he felt like this was a good tool for police officers in the state. What's your reaction to this injunction?
Well, I appreciate that people in Arizona are really at their wits' end about, solving the situation with undocumented immigrants. And I think that that is a clear headline here. States are frustrated. But this kind of a law solving the problem, I think that if you really look at this, it wasn't going to solve the problem. In fact, the violence on the border has actually decreased. And even with increased border presence and walls, the number of people coming into the United States has continued to increase. So this was a fear situation. And I would say far from celebrating, people in Arizona right now are just feeling like, okay, maybe we won't get picked up today. But those temporary prisons that were being built by Sheriff Joe Arpaio are still there in full view for everyone to see what could have happened had this law gone through. So it's really not a clear victory. A lot of mixed emotions.
Marshal Larry Talvey, you can hear Maria. This is not a day of celebration for you. Clearly not a day of celebration for her either. So maybe this is one thing that both sides can kind of agree on, that there is an issue, that there is a problem, and we haven't found the solution to it yet.
Well, obviously, that is correct. It is a big issue, and it's a big concern with law enforcement all across the country, as how Arizona was going to follow through with a law that enables us to be able to further enforce some laws that the federal government just isn't taking a grasp on. So talking about, I want to refer to Maria and say that the border violence is down. We've had officers shot at. We've had threats made to law enforcement agencies along the border. So I don't know if it's reduced any, but I will tell you that based on the judge's ruling, it is going to affect how we deal with the situation now. Hopefully, with this, the federal government will step up, do what they need to do to assist us, because we're out here handling that situation for them, and they need to take a more active approach on handling the situation.
But, Marshal,
aren't about 1,200 National Guard on their way to the border at this point? So there is a sense that the federal government hears that claim. The question is that in the middle of this argument from Latinos, when they hear that what the Obama administration is doing is sending down 1,200 National Guard to the border, they're thinking, this doesn't sound like somebody who wants to resolve a situation from our perspective. This sounds like somebody who wants to stop a massive invasion. So within the Latino community, they're still kind of trying to understand what is the message here? What is the real... There was no real celebration on the part of the Obama administration yesterday. There wasn't, the Obama administration saying this is a clear victory. Maybe if that had happened, some of the Latino residents in Arizona might say, oh, this is more of a victory. But it's kind of like, who's really... Where is the victory? I think it's still so unclear.
Let's step back for a second, Maria, because I think Marshall and you have set up a backdrop here, which I think the Obama administration is responsible for, and that is whether you're Latino or whether you're a law enforcement person or whether you're just a civilian who's worried about violence in Arizona, you know, there's a backdrop of fear on both sides, and the administration is responsible for that. And I'm wondering if you're ever going to get a coherent policy on either side that satisfies anybody when everybody is just afraid, either of being picked up or of being violently assaulted. And I just don't think good policy comes out of a situation like that. Marshall, you first and then Maria.
Okay. Well, absolutely. I think that there is no sound resolution to this. But with this law that would have taken into effect, it would have allowed us to identify the amount of flow going through there more accurately than what the federal government is actually accounting for. Now, with these people that are coming and flowing through the country illegally, number one, what happens is we create an ability for these individuals to take the identity of others. They steal other people's Social Security numbers, and I'm not saying 100% of those, but I will tell you that this would have created a better outlook or a better picture of what's going on and what the federal government, where the federal government is lacking in their ability to control the situation, and that the law enforcement would not. It's not racially profiling. The law was very clear and concise of what law enforcement should be doing, what they should be looking for when they speak to Latinos or Hispanics, or we get a flow of immigrants
not
only from
Mexico.
Right, you're talking about other areas.
When you just say when you're speaking to Latinos and only Latinos, that's the problem. You have to understand that from another perspective, what they feel is that just by being Latino, by being brown skin, even if they have citizenship, they will be stopped and questioned. So you're right, John, it's about fear, and I think it's about time that all Americans step forward and say, you know what? You know what? We're done with the fear. We are all tied to undocumented immigrants one way or another. Not 6 degrees of separation, probably 1 or 2 degrees of separation. Let's all come to the forefront. Let's be honest about the real debate. Let's talk about the fears. But don't respond necessarily to the fears with just more militaristic approaches. Let's have a dialogue. And I think that right now so many people feel unheard. And the fear, John and Celeste, the fear in Arizona on the part of those people is so palpable. And it's hard to get that story right through. So I think that's part of our job as journalists.
Maria Hinojosa, the host of NPR's Latino USA and senior contributor to PBS, and Marshall Larry Talvey of Tombstone, Arizona.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.